Fan Junkies Radio is brought to you by FanJunkies.net, where sports meet social networking. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Fan Junkies Radio. I'm Jonathan Ragus. Alongside me, as always, my co-host, Mike McShane. Mike, how you doing, pal?
Hey, I'm outstanding, I think.
You think?
I think.
Had a long couple of days over there, didn't you?
It's one of those days. You know, I got so many things on my plate right now. You know, everybody else is kind of taking it a little bit easy because it's the day after Christmas, of course.
Yeah.
We're not.
You never do.
Never, not a day off for us, that's for sure.
No, never do. You know, how was your Christmas, Mike? Did you enjoy it?
Very nice. Had the whole family here, and it was a long day, and it was very, very nice.
Awesome. Yeah, had a great one over here. Lots of family the last couple of days. Sorry I couldn't be with everybody here on Christmas Eve, but I was making the rounds with the fiance's family. So
yes, we told everybody that you were out playing Santa and you were in your sleigh and yeah.
Yes, yep. I was. I was in my sleigh and a lot of people got coal. So
really,
because it was all I could afford.
That stuff's expensive, dude.
I know, but trust me, it's a lot less expensive. You know, it's not as expensive as what everybody else wanted.
Well, okay, right.
Tablets. You know, computers, video games. Come on, Mike. It's, you know, not like Christmas past, man, where you get a couple of action figures for $4 each.
Exactly. Or the coloring books.
Hey, listen, I remember getting coloring books when I was a kid, man.
Absolutely.
Too bad kids today don't know what crayons are. So it's a real shame. All right, Mike, it's day after Christmas. We're only doing a half hour today. You know, coming off of our you know, great Christmas food high from yesterday.
Yeah, really.
So, you know, the lung capacity is not there yet, but we'll be back for a full hour on Friday.
Yeah, we will.
And, you know, you guys are filming your 5 minutes at the frat house tonight as well, Mike. So you got
We're everything's a little bit accelerated this week. It's, yeah, that's what's kind of creating a little bit of the stress here. Because, you know, you go and lose the day yesterday a little bit.
Yeah.
But then we've had to accelerate our pace a little bit, so 5 minutes is being, we got to do that one this evening as opposed to when we normally do it on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, it's a hectic week, hectic holiday week here.
Absolutely.
But hopefully we get everything back to normal by pretty much by Friday, huh?
Yeah. I think we will. We're always pretty good with that. So
we'll
get there. Before we get started, I just want to throw it out there. You know, we're actually looking for some sponsors here at Fan Junkies Radio. If you would like to sponsor our radio show, would you like to sponsor our website as well, you know, contact us because, you know what, we're in talks with a few people already, but, you know, we like to throw it out there to our listeners if you have a small business and, you know what, you even want some commercial time here on our radio show, just drop me an email, jragus, J-R-A-G-U-S, at fanjunkies.net, and let's talk.
Yeah, and we've got all kinds of packages, Jonathan, that you and I have put together. I mean, there's so many different, you know, it's not just the radio show. There's 5 minutes at the frat house. There's frat house sports. There's Fan Junkies. Between you and I, we've got multiple websites.
There's Ranger Nation. There's Wrestle Chat. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it'll get out there to hundreds of thousands of people per month, especially here on our Blog Talk Radio show.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know what? If you want to get your your business you know, out there to over 100,000 people per month, it's just for you. You know,
and that's what we're pulling right now on Fan Junkies Radio.
Absolutely.
We're pulling over 100,000 a month.
Yes.
But like I said, there's multiple outlets. It's not just the radio shows.
No.
You've got all kinds of different things that that we're willing to work out with you.
No. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Like I said, you know what? We'd love to have a small business come in and try to, you know, be a part of what we do here at Fan Junkies. And you know what? If you're a listener, even better because, man, you know, we'd love to help support you as well, you know. So.
And I'll say this. People are probably thinking we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars a month.
No way. No way. Trust me. You're going to find anything more reasonable than this. So.
Yep.
All right, man, let's talk a little basketball real quick, Mike. You know what? We always talk about the Lakers on this show because we're just so flabbergasted over what the Lakers have been doing. Now, you know, let's turn it over to the other side of LA, Mike, and let's talk about the Clippers. The Clippers are now 22-6. They've won 14 in a row. Yesterday, they had a 112-100 victory over the Denver Nuggets. Mike, when we first started talking about basketball here on Fan Junkies Radio, I said that watch out for the Clippers.
Yeah.
I liked a lot of their signings. I said one of the guys that I really liked them bringing in was former Nick Jamal Crawford.
Yep.
Had another monster game against the Denver Nuggets. 9 of 21, 22 points. You know, off the bench, Matt Barnes, another former Nick chipping in 20 yesterday. You know, with Lamar Odom on the bench, Ronnie Turiaf, Ryan Hollins, Eric Bledsoe, and a couple others. This team is really stacked.
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually the one that brought it up to you a pre-show, Jonathan. I said, holy smokes, will you take a look at what these Clippers are doing? They have won 14 in a row. They got the best record right now in the NBA. And, you know, I don't know if it's because maybe they're out there on the West Coast. And you know, as I pointed out, okay, now it's Christmas time. It's past Christmas. Now you'll start to see me really start to gear up and get into basketball. That myself personally, I know you've been into it since the beginning, Jonathan, but
yes.
Now I'll start really jumping in on it. These guys, in my opinion, the Clippers have done it, have won off 14 in a row rather quietly. They've done this. And again, I say that because, you know, maybe I'm not following it as much as others, or maybe it's because they're out there on the West Coast and we don't get a chance to see them as much, but my goodness, 14 in a row. I mean, yeah. You know, you would know better than I. What kind of a record, you know, what's the record in the NBA?
Oh, man, you know what? I can't even think of that.
Yeah,
off,
I know.
Off my head.
I know. Well, you know, something for us to take a look at for Friday, perhaps. You know, what is the winning record, you know, most consecutive wins in a row in the National Basketball Association? Because I got to tell you, 14 is a pretty phenomenal number. Really.
Oh, that's insane. It's actually 33 games. By the 1971-72 Los Angeles Lakers, the streak started in November of 1971 on November 5th, where they defeated the Baltimore Bullets, and it ended on January 7th, 1972, when they were defeated by the Milwaukee Bucks.
My goodness, you say 33?
33 games. So if you know 14 now, you think, wow, 14 now. 33 games is a streak, Mike, in the NBA.
Sure, but I mean, think about this for a moment. I mean, the Clippers are almost halfway to that mark.
Yeah.
Almost.
You know, they'll eventually lose. So,
Yeah.
You know, that Pacific is tough. The Lakers, you know, 5 in a row, still not convinced. I think that, you know, they're not going to really get there just yet. You know what I mean? You know, that game against the Knicks could have went either way. A lot of controversy there with the referees, but you know, Golden State still hanging in second place, 18-10. Clippers 22-6, followed by Phoenix and Sacramento, both with under 500 records. So,
but just an observation.
Like we said, it was going to come down to the Clippers, Warriors, and Lakers, and I called them in those particular spots, Mike, and so far.
Yep. Just an observation, again, going back to the Lakers. They're sitting there at 14-14. They're 500. I know we're only talking 28 games in.
Yeah.
However, and they're 8 games out of first place. You've got to start to wonder – you know, do the Lakers have a chance at all down the stretch? They would have to do something miraculous to turn this team around in the next, I'd say, probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, yeah, listen, there's 54 games left.
Yes.
For the Lakers. You have the Clippers, the Warriors doing well, Oklahoma City Thunder doing well, Spurs and Memphis Grizzlies doing phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Rockets are there at 15-12.
Right.
So, you know what? There's a lot of teams there. Can they get into the playoffs? Yeah, I think they'll be one of the teams making it into the playoffs, but I think they're going to be one of the lower seed teams. What's going to happen there? They're going to have to face one of the higher seed teams. Is it going to be the Thunder? Is it going to be the Clippers? Or is it going to be the Spurs? I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a really good first round matchup if it happens. So,
right.
We'll
All right. So you're saying at this point right now, on December 26th, you're saying the Lakers will be there in the playoffs in the end.
Yeah, Lakers will be there, and you know, bearing any injuries to a Kobe or, you know, long losing streaks, and all of a sudden Mike D'Antoni getting fired, and then somehow rehiring Phil Jackson or even Mike Brown again just to make it look crazy, which would be pretty funny to me. So
it actually would. I would. I would agree with you.
You know, we'll see what happens. You know,
yeah.
Still a lot of time left, 54 games, but I think they will make it into the playoffs, but they will be a lower seed. So
yep. Okay. All right. Well, mark it down, folks.
Mark it down. NFL time, Mike.
Yep.
Week 17, let's make our picks real quick, and then we'll get to the playoff picture.
Yeah.
So we'll make our picks, and we won't really explain why we're picking these teams. You know, a lot of these teams are going to be resting some players, teams that are already into the playoffs and, you know, really have no – who cares? You know what I mean? Rest your good players. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
First game, my New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills. Mike, what do you got?
Yeah, I've got Buffalo. I don't see the Jets winning another game this season.
Yeah, I don't see the Jets winning another game at all this season, unfortunately. So I'm actually – anyway, you know what? I'm going to pick the Jets. You know what, man? We have to try to mix up. I got to try to catch up with you. And if I don't go opposite, I'm not going to catch up with you. So.
Really? Did you just switch up on me like that right in the middle? Okay, all
right. That right? I had the Jets highlighted, and I'm thinking, you know what? I really don't think they're going to, but you picked Buffalo, so I'm going to have to go the other way. Because I got to catch up with you here, man. It's the last week, Mike.
Well, I don't know. You got some catching up to do. You're 9 games behind me.
Yeah, well, last week I just threw some opposites. And...
Oh, well, listen, we'll go through the playoffs.
Wait a minute. We'll get you a little trophy. I know that's what you're waiting for.
We'll go through the playoffs. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely. All right, Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots. Mike, no-brainer.
Yeah, 10 points. I line might be high, but I'm going with New England.
New England as well. Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals a 3-point favorite. Who do you got?
This is one of those games that we had down for possible looking at tonight on 5 minutes at the Frat House. An important game for both teams from the standpoint of seeding in the AFC. I'm going to take an upset on this. I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm actually going with Baltimore, too, because I'm going with experience in this matchup right here. Cleveland Browns at Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike, no-brainer.
Yeah, there is no line set on this at this point right now. I guess we're I'm not sure what the issue is there. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh on it.
Yeah, I'm going Pittsburgh well. Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts. Who do you got, Mike?
Yeah, this is another one I think that has some implication with regard to seeding.
Yeah.
Houston is favored by 7. I'm going to tell you, I haven't liked what I've seen from Houston in the past couple of weeks. I'm going to pick the upset of going with Indy.
All right, I'm actually going with Houston there. Once again, I'm going with experience here. Take picking Texans. In a game nobody really cares about, Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans. Titans a 4-point favorite. Should we even pick this one, Mike?
Yeah, as Sidekicks likes to say, hashtag this helps no one. Yeah, we'll pick it. I'm taking Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee as well. Hashtag crack. Philadelphia Eagles, Foles on the IR now. Vic might be starting at the New York Giants. Giants a 7.5-point favorite, Mike.
Philly doesn't win a game for the rest of the season. I'm going with the Giants.
Yes, well, considering the rest of the season is only 1 week, yes, Giants.
Correct.
Dallas Cowboys at the Washington Redskins in what is a must-win for both teams here, Mike.
Yeah, the biggest game of the entire weekend. In fact, they flexed it out to the Sunday night game, so it will be the very last game of the regular season. And I am picking Washington.
Yes, going Redskins all the way. RG3 is going to do it, and nobody more deserving of him right now. Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. I got the Bears, Mike.
Yeah, this is another one that has implications, particularly with regard to the New York Giants and whether they have a chance to get into the playoffs. We'll
yes.
talk about that. I'm picking Chicago.
Great. I'm actually picking Chicago as well, as I said.
Okay.
Let's see. What do we got here? Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings. Another must-win for Minnesota, Mike?
Yes, it is, and it also has – well, I think it is. We think it is. Minnesota right now, I think, is the number one favorite for the wild card. Green Bay doesn't really have anything to play for in this particular game. Green Bay's favored by 3. I'm going to tell you, I'm picking Minnesota.
Awesome. Yep, I'm actually picking Minnesota as well. Green Bay, they're going to be resting people. So, good stuff there. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons have been in the playoffs for quite a while already, Mike. You know they're going to rest some of their good players.
Yep.
Who do you got here?
Yeah, and that's why there's no line on this game even set at this particular time. But listen, they could run – Atlanta, in my opinion, could run third stringers out there against Tampa Bay. I'm not impressed with Tampa. I'm picking Atlanta.
Well, I'm picking Tampa Bay. Unfortunately, I think a lot of players on Tampa Bay gave up a couple of weeks ago, but I just can't see third stringers beating – basically stopping Doug Martin and a couple of these other players. So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints. Saints 5-point favorite.
Yeah, New Orleans coming off that win last week overtime. They beat Dallas by 3 points. New Orleans been a fickle team all year long. I don't think they're going to come back from the high of beating Dallas last week. I'm picking Carolina.
Yep, I'm picking New Orleans. Going with experience here, Mike. I just like it. Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos in a game, once again, nobody will give a crap about. Denver, a 16-point favorite, Mike.
that's insane.
That's when you know you're just despicable.
That's insane. 16 points. Yeah. Nobody's picking this game. Are you serious? Come on, cut me a break. Yeah, I'm taking Denver.
Yeah, I would take the Denver Broncos six-stringers off the practice field.
Yep.
And put them up against the Kansas City starters. I think they'd still win. Mm-hmm. Denver as well. Oakland Raiders at San Diego. Nobody cares. Who do you got?
Nobody cares on this one either. Yeah, but I'll take San Diego.
Yeah, I'm taking San Diego as well. It's going to be North Turner's last game in San Diego. So I'd like to see him win one and, you know, let him go off into the sunset and possibly become a Jets offensive coordinator, I think. So at least that's what Joey says. Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers. Another game nobody cares about. San Francisco, 16.5-point favorite, Mike.
16.5. You know, just when you thought that the last one was crazy enough. 16.5 on this. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about San Fran because I've got my doubts about him. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now. San Fran's going to beat Arizona. I don't know if it's going to be 16.5, though.
No. Yeah, 49ers as well. St. Louis Rams at Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks going insane. 10.5-point favorite, Mike.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Seattle here in a couple of moments as well. Seattle's just on fire. Take Seattle.
Yep, Seattle as well. All right, Mike, well, that's our Week 17 pick. So let's talk a little bit of the playoff picture here in the NFL. But before we do that, just want to announce that we're going to be kicking off the new year with a very, very, very special guest, one that I'm very excited about, a guy I grew up idolizing. Just got confirmation of it right now that he will be joining us January 2nd at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Will be New York Rangers legend Adam Graves.
Wow.
Yes, he will be joining us here on Fan Junkies Radio. Mike, I don't know about you, but I'm ecstatic. I know you're a Flyers fan. I'm a diehard Rangers fan, but this is a guy I grew up idolizing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, listen, and what a way to start off the new year. You're not kidding, John.
Absolutely. Listen, you know what? This is what I want. I you know what? You and I were talking about lining up some more guests for the new year. You know, who are we really going to start off with? And I really wanted to go out there and get somebody for us that was going to be prolific and somebody that people want to talk about. And you know what? It just, I was like, man, we got to get Gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, does so much good in New York City.
Yep.
You know, and that's what he does for the New York Rangers. You know, I mean, wow. You know what? I've met Adam before. I have talked to Adam before, but I'm still excited. I'm like a kid in a candy store right now, Mike.
Oh yeah, that's fabulous, fabulous stuff. January 2nd, that's gonna be terrific. What a shame we can't talk real hockey.
No, we can't. But you know what? We're gonna do something even better. We're gonna talk past hockey, Mike.
Yeah, well,
hockey was, you know, something that we didn't have to worry about lockouts. You know, we're gonna talk about Adam's career with the New York Rangers. You know, we're going to talk about how it felt to get his jersey retired and how it was announced when Brian Leetch's jersey was getting retired.
Yep.
His number and getting hung to the rafters, and Leetch, you know, announced it. And I mean, honestly, I don't think I've ever seen a better face on a prolific sports athlete when they announced that his jersey was going to get hung in Madison Square Garden into the rafters. I mean, it was a face of, are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
Of just pure shock, surprise. I mean, it was amazing. And I really want to talk to him about that. I mean, I've heard him talk about that, but he hasn't talked about it with us here on Fan Junkies Radio.
Right, right.
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all the good he does for Toys for Tots and, you know, all these amazing charities, the Garden of Dreams Foundation and everything that he does some work for. And then, you know what, we will get his, comments on the NHL lockout to see what he thinks about.
Oh, yeah, we got to.
One in the past.
Got to.
So, you know, just to see what he thinks about it.
Sure.
You know, so remember, January 2nd.
January 2nd.
Legend, the good old number 9, Adam Graves. Going to be joining us here on Fan Junkies Radio. So
terrific way to start the new year.
Absolutely. So let's get back to the NFL, Mike. Let's talk playoffs real quick. AFC wild card matchups. First game I'm going to throw out there to you. We got the New England Patriots facing the Cincinnati Bengals. Where do you see this one going?
Well, that's of course. I think that's not set yet. Correct?
No, it's not. But if it stays that way,
right?
Which there's a very good chance it will.
Right.
What are you looking at here? Or do you think somebody else is going to get in there?
Well, see, I
at the AFC picture, there's really not many teams, you know, they're looking to get in. So
Yeah. See, I think a lot is going to be potentially determined maybe by that Cincinnati-Baltimore game. you know, that's going to be played this weekend. We got to wait and see kind of what's going to happen there to see how that shakes down. But, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I mean, if, in fact, we were looking at the playoff picture as it is right now and nothing changes come this Sunday, New England against Cincinnati, I kind of have to favor New England on that.
Yeah.
Well,
it will clinch a first-round bye if they win and either Denver or Houston loses.
Right, right.
So Denver would have to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, which you're not seeing
which
that happen.
Which is not
going to
happen, right.
And you know what? And you know what? They might have a good opportunity with the Colts beating the Texans.
Correct.
But I'm not too sure it's going to happen.
But the Colts have more to play for than Houston does, in my opinion, which is why I picked Indianapolis to begin with.
I agree, but if you always look at the Texans really don't quit. They might have a bad game, but that doesn't mean they're quitting. I think they're going to try their damnedest to win this game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think, yes, I agree with you. I think they're, because, you know, we're talking about the seeding situation.
Yes.
You know, otherwise, I think if that were to occur, Houston then becomes the third seed. Would I be accurate in that?
Correct.
Okay. So, but what we've seen from Houston in the past 2 weeks is that they've had the opportunity to do that and lock it up, and they haven't done it.
No.
And so, therefore, that makes me a little bit skeptical about Houston. So,
well, they're actually, no. They're 12-3. So, no, I think they would actually still sit in that first seed. I mean, I'm guessing they're, let me see. Yeah, they clinched the division title already, Mike.
Yes, they clinched the division title, correct. But now we're talking about seeding as far as the AFC goes.
Let's see, 12-3, Broncos 12-3, Patriots 11-4, Ravens 10-5.
Right.
No, they got the division at 5-0. So.
Yeah, sure, but consider for a moment, all right, Denver wins this weekend. That puts them at 13-3.
Yes.
Okay, New England wins this weekend. That puts them at 12-4. If Houston loses, that drops them down to 12-4. So now the question becomes, who's the third seed? Is it New England or is it Houston? And I think it would be Houston.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. I always have a hard time looking at these things. So.
Yeah, I'm just checking to see whether Brandon is in the chat room or not, because he would be able to.
Yeah, Brandon's in the chat. Yeah, there he goes. B. Hain is typing. So.
Okay, so he'll be able to confirm for us whether or not I'm accurate in my.
Brandon's not an analytical guy. You know, numbers, we see things. But the Patriots have the head-to-head tiebreaker.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. So I think some of the things have to, you know, there's some things that have to be worked out here yet before we, you know, jump. I guess maybe I want to say jump to conclusion, but before we know for sure, obviously, that's, you know. And that's what we're talking about, it being the last week of the season. I mean, there are a lot of things that are hinging on.
Okay, so whatever. You know
what?
We got 10 minutes in the show left. If it stays this way, where do you see it going?
Yeah. Well, I'd have to give the nod if it were to be a New England Cincinnati match. I'd have to give the nod to New England on that one.
Okay. Colts and Ravens. It stays.
I got to tell you something. That's a much more interesting matchup than New England and Cincy.
Yeah.
Colts and Ravens. Assuming that the Ravens get their defense on track, and they get maybe Ray Lewis back in there.
Maybe Suggs.
I think you'd have to give a bit of an edge, I guess, to the Ravens defensively. However, I would give a little bit of an edge offensively to Indianapolis.
So, nothing for the Ravens' experience in the playoffs.
No, I don't. I personally, you seem to give more credence to that than I do. I don't give as much credence to it.
Experience has a better track record of winning out, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah,
especially against the rookie quarterback.
Yeah, well, okay, but wait a minute. Let's take a look at the quarterback for the Ravens. Who do you got? Joe Flacco. Come on.
Yeah. Sunday, Mike.
I would give a nod on that particular matchup to the Ravens, actually.
Okay. Let's go NFC now here. Minnesota and 49ers. If it stays the way it does in the wild card, who do you got in this matchup?
Minnesota and the 49ers. I got to go 49ers. Albeit, I've been questioning now for the past number of days whether the whole Kaepernick experiment was a worthwhile experiment to even take a look at.
I don't think so. You know what? I think it hurt them more. You know, than it did good. You know, Alex Smith was having a really good season for the 49ers.
Well, and you know, This is one of those times where I might come back at you and use your own words. Experience. Wouldn't it be smarter at this particular time to be going with a quarterback that's been there before?
Well, it might. But then again, Alex Smith has been sitting for, what, 5 weeks now?
Well, that's my point. We were talking
about
that.
You know what? He's not going to be as – you know, he may be fresh, but, you know, who knows if his timing's going to be off or what. You know what I mean? It's
correct.
You know what? They're probably better off just sticking with Kaepernick, unfortunately, but that might come back to haunt them.
Well, correct. And Sidekick and I were talking about that on Monday's Fan Junkie show, where we were talking about this whole situation and the kind of dilemmas it actually poses. Harbaugh, in my opinion, really, really put himself in a very, very difficult situation.
Oh,
because
yeah.
What do you do if, in fact, San Fran were to lose this weekend? Who's your starting quarterback for the playoffs? And as you just point out, if we go back to Alex Smith, he's now been sitting at that point for about 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that a smart move?
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's really put himself in a real situation that, in my opinion, he didn't need to do. He didn't need to go down this route.
Yeah. Well, he put himself in a pickle. And I don't know about you, but Sidekick and Andy Reid loves pickles. So, Redskins Seahawks, Mike. If it stays that way, where are you going?
Wow.
It's gonna be a great matchup, that one.
Wow.
The
Seahawks. 4 in a row they have won. They're 4-1 in their last 5. We talked about them on Monday. Just a hot team. Tough to say.
But one win separates them.
Seattle's defense is awful good. Washington, of course, they've won 6 in a row. I'm predicting them to win this weekend. That would be 7 in a row. I don't know. Jonathan, where do you have that one?
It's going to be a really good matchup. Here's where it comes down to. It comes down to RG3 versus Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Which Russell Wilson are we going to get?
Yeah.
Are we going to get the one that looks like an all-pro quarterback, or are we going to get the Russell Wilson who can't hit the broadside of a barn?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, honestly, I think between the two of them, I think Robert Griffin is more composed on the field than Russell Wilson is.
Right.
So it comes down to that. If it starts off that Russell Wilson is playing like the quarterback he can be, I think the Seahawks have the better team.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks on that way. But if it starts off where Russell Wilson is looking like his sloppy self in those games where he just can't do anything, I'm going to give the edge right away to the Redskins. But then again, it's going to come down is, you know what, can they stop Marshawn Lynch?
Robert Griffin's rated number 2 in the league.
Yes.
20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's been sacked 29 times. Russell Wilson, 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He's been sacked 27 times.
Yes.
And ranked 7th. Don't forget, one thing you're leaving out of your equation in your analysis is the Seattle defense. I think the Seattle defense could have a tremendous impact on Griffin's ability to move around.
I'm sure they could, but I think Griffin can actually adapt to it. And we have seen him do that with better defenses already.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, I think out of the two quarterbacks, Griffin is the more composed. I think he's the smarter one. I think he gets football better than Wilson does, and I think if that comes down to it, he'll find a way to adapt towards that Seattle defense, and I think he'll make a difference.
Yeah, I would agree with you there that I'd give a nod to RG3 over Wilson, but I still think the Seattle defense is gonna have a major impact.
It does, but in football, to score touchdowns to win games,
mm-hmm.
And that's what it's going to come down to. Can the Seattle Seahawks score touchdowns? If they can, they have the better team than the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
If they can't score those touchdowns, and the Redskins can get off a few,
right,
Redskins will take that matchup.
You got it.
So, all right, well, Mike, that's it for our show.
Yep.
We have a little over 60 seconds left, so just want to thank everybody for listening. Sorry we're doing a half an hour, but we'll be back at you for the full hour on Friday. Remember, January 2nd, we're kicking the new year with New York Rangers legend Adam Graves. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great one. For Mike McShane, I'm Jonathan Ragus. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Fan Junkies Radio on Friday.
Talk to you Friday.